If you have your Bible, would you hold it up into the air with me tonight? Hold your Bible up in the air and say this with me. This is my Bible. Wave it around. This is my Bible. The Bible is God's Word. The Bible is God's Word speaking to me. Tonight I'll be taught the Word of God. My mind is alert. My body is awake. I will receive from the engrafted seed of God's Word, and I will be changed and transformed in Jesus' name. Amen. Now tap your neighbor with your Bible. Would you just reach over and get, you may have to reach over somebody, get close to somebody. Tap them, say that Jesus is alive. Well, you know, it's so good to be here tonight on Thursday night. You know, we have Thursday night services, and we don't get discouraged when you don't see a full house. We're just preaching the Word of God, and we know that there could be a Billy Graham or a Amy Simple McPherson in here tonight. There could be a Joyce Meyer or a Kenneth Copeland.
Amen.
Excuse me? Okay, let's calm down. You're going to have to leave, okay? Let's have some order, all right? So we need to know tonight that Jesus is the healer. Everybody say that tonight. Jesus is the healer. Now, I believe that wherever Jesus went, he taught before he healed the sick. Do you believe that? Did you know that faith comes by what? Hearing. Everybody say hearing. And hearing by the Word of God. I believe that whenever Jesus went into a town or a village, he first of all went into a synagogue or went into a place of worship where people were gathered, kind of like this. And first of all, he taught them, right? He had to teach them. He had to expound and teach them about healing. He had to build their faith, you might say. Our faith needs to be built up. Now, how many of you know that the world is negative? Can we all agree? Do you know the world is negative? The world is negative. The world is really going down. The world is dark. The cosmos system, it doesn't work. It's broken. That's the world. But we know this, that we have good news and we have a Savior and we have hope, don't we? And we've got good news. We preach good news, glad tidings of good joy. Good news. Everybody say good news. Not bad news, but good news. And here's some good news for you tonight. Jesus, by his stripes, you were healed. By his stripes, Jim was healed. But we have to be transformed by the renewing of our minds with the Word of God when it comes to receiving healing. You know, all of us have been affected in some way or another by sickness and disease. I venture to say that 100% either those that are in here or somebody we know has had or even has a sickness or a disease. All of us have been touched by it in some way or another. We know somebody might be here tonight, that you have a sickness or a disease or a malady or infirmity, something that you need fixed. You know, we have cars that oftentimes have to go into the shop, right, and get a tune-up, or they need to get an overhaul. They need to have their engine overhauled. But sometimes we need an overhaul, don't we? Sometimes our bodies, they need an overhaul. But I've got good news for you tonight. God's Word is very true. God's Word is the truth when it comes to the matter of healing. Amen? Amen. So we have to go to God's Word, wouldn't you say? I would encourage you tonight when we talk about this, as I was studying and preparing for tonight, the Lord led me right into this. I was kind of even going to go another direction, but he said, stay with this subject of divine healing. He said, stay with this subject, divine healing. Build the people's faith up about healing, that it is God's will to heal them. Amen? Amen? Did you know that as you get up in age, you don't have to go down in effectiveness? You don't have to. You can be more effective and you can get even better and more healthier as you grow in the Word of God. Age doesn't have anything to do with it. How old you are, you can get into God's Word and you can be renewed. Everybody say renewed. Renewed by being transformed by the renewing of our mind with the Word of God. It all starts up here. We've got to hear God's Word and be transformed by the renewing of our mind with the Word of God. Now, let me start out by saying this. I've been sick and I've been healed, and healed is better. Amen. How many of you have ever been sick before and you know it? Healing's better. It feels good to feel good, doesn't it? I'm so glad that I'm not sick like I was 10, 15, 20 years ago. Amen. I'm so glad that Jesus paid the price, and what he bore, I need not bear. We need to understand that by his stripes, Dave was healed. Amen. Amen? By his stripes, Bob was healed. And that's what God's word says. So we have to stand on God's word. I'm going to share with you some real practical things tonight. But first, I want you to turn in your Bibles to Romans chapter 12. Romans chapter 12. Romans chapter 12, starting at verse 1. And they'll be on up on the screen so you can see it. Romans chapter 12 and verse 1. Here is a portion of scripture that Paul, the apostle Paul, spoke to the believers. And he said here to the believers in Rome, he said, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present yourselves, your bodies, a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And then he said, and be not, what? Conformed to this world. Now, how many of you know, any of you, all of us, we live in the world. You can't avoid living in the world. The world is negative. And if we're not careful, we become negative with the world. Amen. Amen? Now, the Bible says, don't be conformed to the world. In other words, has anybody ever seen what's that lizard called? A chameleon? Is that what it's called? Whatever it lights on, like a leaf or a branch, it turns into that color. Or that fabric, his body turns into that color, or that fabric. And what happens, unfortunately, as the body of Christ, we go out into the world throughout the week, and the world is negative, right? And it can get on you, can't it? Amen. And you know what? You can start talking like the world. You can start acting like the world. You can start believing like the world. The world doesn't really believe like we believe, but you can get down, can't you? Amen. But Jesus came to bring you up. Come on now. The word should bring us up, shouldn't it? Amen. The word will bring you up into victory. How many of you know that victory is ours? We can have victory. And healing is a victorious thing. We need to realize that healing is a good thing and God is a good God. So I want you to start out listening tonight maybe you think, well, he doesn't know what I'm going through, and what about so-and-so? What about sister so-and-so? And she played the organ all of her life, and she got this and that. Listen, tonight I want you just to think about the Word of God and let the Holy Spirit minister to you and see what the Word says, okay? See what the Word says concerning our healing. So Romans 12, 1 and 2, put that back up there again. Let's look at that. He says, be not conformed to this world, but be ye what? Transformed by the renewing of your what? Of your mind. Now, when you get born again, your spirit is born again. You're born again into the kingdom of God. But we have to do something with this, don't we? Amen. We have to do something with our thinking. We have to do something with our renewing of our mind with the Word of God. We have to do it, don't we? We have to do that. It just doesn't fall down on us like ripe cherries off a tree. We have to do something. We've got to be transformed by the renewing of our mind with that you may prove. Look at what it says. That you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect what? Will of God. Now there it is. The will of God. Let's be reminded of this one thing. God's word is his will. Amen. Can you agree with that? God's word is his will. So let's stay with God's word, and let's let God's word speak to us tonight. Let's let the Holy Spirit speak to our hearts by bringing the word of God to us, and let's have our faith built up tonight so that we can be transformed by the renewing of our mind with the word of God. But listen, just doing it once a week in church or twice a week is not enough. We have to do it every day. Every day, every day. In fact, if you take it like this, if you ask the question of how many of you bathed today or took a shower, I hope everybody did. If our hands were up, we'd say, yeah, we did. Well, you have to take a shower or be bathed every day because it's the washing of the water that cleanses you. So too it is with the washing of the water of the Word. Amen? It's the word that washes us so that we're transformed by the washing of the water of the word. In this area of healing, we can be transformed into the image, praise God, of the word of God, which is health and healing. Say this with me. Healing is a good thing. Healing is a good thing. It is a good thing, isn't it? Especially to somebody that used to be sick. somebody that's never had any problems, have gone along life with just beds of ease and never had any symptoms in their body, it's harder for them to realize the significance of this, what I'm teaching you tonight. But if you're like me and you have suffered and you've been in the hospital and you've had tubes in your nose and your arms and you've had doctors tell you you're going to die, you've had nurses look over you and say, call the priest because he's not going to make it. You know, if you've been in those shoes, you know that this is good news that I'm teaching tonight. Come on now. Woo, it's good news. Praise God. God is a good God. And by the stripes of Jesus, you were healed. Now, if healing was not God's will, then why do we try to get better? Right? Why is it, if we don't agree that God's will is for us to be healed and walk in health, why is it that once we get sick, we rush to get something to feel better? Right? Isn't that true? I mean, people don't want to be in pain. I don't want to be in pain. Do you know what? Jesus was in pain for us. We need to realize tonight, Jesus took the pain of our infirmity and the guilt. He took all that we deserved upon himself on the cross by his stripes. The Roman soldiers and the cat of nine tails that slashed 39 stripes across his back. By his stripes, you were healed. I'm telling you tonight, this is good news, that by his stripes, you are healed and made well. You have healing that you can take tonight. Receive it tonight. Now, you can be healed. You can receive healing just by hearing the word preached on healing. The anointing, which is the anointing, is the yoke-destroying, burden-removing power of God. We say that. That's the anointing. It's that grace. It's that anointing that is in this room right now, and you can receive healing. You can start to feel better just by hearing the word, and the anointing is here. I've heard many of you said that to me. They've said, you've come up to me and said, you know, during the service, my body feels better. Or my symptoms begin to leave. I start feeling better. My eyes begin to be better and all these things. What is that? It's no strange thing. It's the anointing. It's the word of God. It's Jesus, the healer. And you can be in a room like this with the anointing and you can receive healing in your body. You can be set free and delivered from maladies and diseases. Praise God. Just by hearing the uncompromising, indestructible, irrefutable word of God. Hallelujah. It's the word. So let's go to 1 Peter 2:24, if you will, please. Go to 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 24. Now, I would encourage you, and this is what I have done over the years in my life. I have taken this verse right here, and you can do the same thing if you would want, and write it down on a recipe card or these index cards. A 3x5 card, you know what I'm talking about, Bob. That 3x5 card, we use them in recipes, right? Write it down. Write this verse down by hand. Don't type it out because that's easy. But write it out with your own handwriting because that helps it become indelibly imprinted in your heart when you write it out. Because you're thinking about it and you're memorizing it as you write it down. So write it down on a 3x5 card. Kenneth E. Hagin taught me this. He said, this is something you do. It only takes one seed. Come on. It only takes one seed for a harvest. Take one seed. And this one was one I took. 1 Peter 2:24. Write it down on a 3x5 card. Let's read it. It says, who his own self bear our sins in his own body on the tree. That's talking about Jesus. That we, being dead to sins, should live unto righteousness. By his stripes ye, what? Were, everybody say were healed. Can we not all agree tonight? That's what the word says. By his stripes ye were healed. Now, that's not talking about, spiritual healing. We're not talking about some new age thing. We're talking about by his stripes you were healed. Amen. Praise God. Healing is a good thing. By his stripes ye were healed. What Jesus bore, we need not bear. Jesus was our substitute. He did the redemptive work on the cross. That's the whole reason that Jesus came to bear our sickness and our symptoms and our disease, so that by his stripes we are healed. God inflicted him so that we, having a Savior, could live in health and healing. Hallelujah! It's a good thing to have health and healing. It's a good, but let me tell you this, you have to fight for it. Amen. I'm telling you what, you got to fight for it. You've got to ground your feet in the Word of God, because the devil will come. He's a thief. He'll come to steal and kill and destroy the Word. Amen. He'll come right away and try to sow thoughts of thoughts. You know, what about that scripture that says the thorn in Paul's side? What about if it be thy will? What about this? What about that? And he'll start reminding you of people and things to get you all distracted. But let's not get distracted. Let's stay focused on what the Word of God says for you. What the Word of God says for you tonight. This is the Word of God. By his stripes ye were healed. So I took this verse and I wrote it out on a 3x5 card. In fact, when I was in Bible school, I had a disease in my body. I had colitis, and I was bleeding. I was anemic. I could hardly see. I had spots, stars in my eyes, and I sat there on the front row, just like you're doing tonight, and I listened to the Word taught, Christ the Healer, F.F. Bosworth. That's what the teacher was teaching on. And he was teaching on F.F. Bosworth, Christ the Healer, and he was teaching on healing. He was doing what I'm doing to you tonight. He was building my faith on healing, and I'm so glad that I didn't opt out of that class, that I didn't leave, because I needed to be under the spout where the glory comes out. I needed to be under the physician's care. I mean, I'm telling you, I needed to be under where Jehovah Rapha was teaching me the Word of God. I needed to be under the Gospels. Come on now. I didn't need just drugs. I needed the one who created me to give truth to me and life to me. And praise God, it works. It works. The Word of God works. It's good to be healed. It's good to be healthy. It's good to be well. You can do a lot more when you're healthy than you can when you're sick. Right? It's true. I mean, when the Lord takes you over to a mission field, or when he takes you across country to do something, or he takes you over somewhere to Tampa to walk the streets or whatever, you know what? You're a witness, and you need to be healthy. Amen. Amen. Because we are the vessel. We're the vessel where the Holy Spirit dwells. So we need to be healthy and strong so that we can fulfill his perfect will in our lives. Now go with me to Psalm 103. Go with me to Psalm 103. Psalm 103. And look with me at verse 2, starting at verse 2. Psalm 103, verse 2. And when you get there, say amen.
Amen.
Okay. It says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not..." What?
All his
benefits. Did you know there's benefits to your salvation? Forget not all his benefits. This goes right back to being conformed to the world. Don't be conformed to the world and forget your benefits. Don't forget what is yours. Amen. Forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities. And then he says this, who what?
Healeth
all. What does all mean?
All.
All, right? All means all. I mean, that means every category of sickness. Well, what about cancer? All. What about rheumatoid arthritis? All. What about depression? What about psychosis? What about blood disease? What about hepatitis C? What about all? All. All means all. Hallelujah. Praise God. Aren't you glad that the Word of God doesn't see just those really big sicknesses and diseases? No, just the ones that start with the letter P or the letter C. No, and only when on Sundays and Wednesdays and Thursdays and Fridays, the rest of the day you're on your own, you're flying solo. No, God said all. All, I'm so glad that we can count on God's word. All, everybody say all.
All.
All. Healeth all thy diseases. Break that word diseases down, the prefix and the suffix, it's dis-ease. Did you know that? Sometimes you can become dis-ease and you can open up the door to disease. Did you know that? So we don't need to be all stressed out. Listen, just take it easy. Don't get all stressed out. Amen? Don't get all... In fact, Jesus said, cast all your care upon me. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is what? Light. It's in Matthew 11, 29 and 30. We need to understand that sometimes stress can open up the door for our bodies to become dis-ease, right? Amen. So God's word, we're looking at God's word tonight. Okay, now look with me at Proverbs chapter 4. You're there at Psalms. Go with me to the next book here of Proverbs, chapter 4, verse 20. And it says this, my son, attend to my words. Incline thine ear unto my sayings. Now let's stop right there. See, this is a way we can be transformed by the renewing of our mind with the word of God. Have the word that you're hearing tonight before your eyes and before your ears. See, we have different gates into our temple. Our eye gate, our ear gate, and our mouth gate. There's different gates. There's different ways. So we need to look into the word, hear the word like you're hearing it tonight, and speak the word. Amen? So this will gird the loins of your mind with this truth tonight. I want you to see what it says. My son, attend to my words, incline thine ear unto my sayings. Let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of thine heart. For they are life unto those that find them, and what? Health or medicine to all their what? Flesh. Wow. That means God's word is medicine, or it is a medicine, a gospel, you might say, to our flesh. Praise God. God's word works to heal and line our bodies up to affect healing and health. Amen? But it starts with being transformed by the renewing of our mind with the word of God. Here's the biggest hindrance to health and healing for a Christian: when they are not sure, they're not confident 100% that God will heal them. Amen. There's a little bit of a doubt, just a little bit of a, I know God is God. He can do whatever he wants, but I'm not sure. I'm not 100% convinced that he wants me healed. And many times that attitude and that theology comes from our growing up and what people have told us. Or even denominations, even religions, even men and women in a pulpit have said things, unfortunately, that have watered down the good news of healing. Amen. Unfortunately. Amen. Unfortunately. Men and women in the pulpit and those that have called themselves preachers of the gospel, they have sowed unbelief and sowed little seeds that cause us to doubt. And if you doubt, you'll pout and do without. Amen. Right? So let's not doubt, pout, and do without. Let's get into the word and let's take our healing. But you know, you got to fight for it. You got to fight for your promise of healing. That we're talking about walking into your promised land of health and healing. And somebody's sitting there going, you mean that God wants me healthy and healed and well and strong? Yes. Is it possible that God wants me healthy and healed and strong and vibrant and filled with life and healed so that when I walk, I'm healthy and healed and I can get up in the morning and say, I'm the healed of the Lord? Amen. Yes. Amen. Amen. Yes, 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 yes. For they are life unto those that find them and health or medicine to all their flesh. Now go with me to the second, all the way over to Exodus. Right after Genesis, Exodus chapter 23 and verse 25, it says this, and ye shall serve the Lord your God, and he shall bless thy bread and thy water, and I will take, look, sickness away from the midst of thee. Look at that. Look at that. He said, I will take sickness away from the midst of thee. That's powerful, isn't it? Thank God for God's word. Now, can we get practical here tonight? Let's just get some practicality down here tonight. How do we get this word into us in a practical manner? Because we know that we come to church, you know, We have church here Thursday and Sunday night. We teach and we preach the Word of God so that you can hear the Word. But what do you do the rest of the time? What do you do Friday morning when you get up? What do you do Friday afternoon? What do you do the rest of the time? Because, see, it's not just by hearing one or twice during the week. It's by hearing and hearing and hearing and hearing, right? It's by meditating on the Word. It's by being transformed by the renewing of our mind with the Word of God. If all we do as believers is in the body of Christ, hear this and then go out into the world and don't do anything with the Word ourselves, you know what? We're going to turn right back in to the world system. And we're going to start talking like the world. Somebody, the other day, I got an email from somebody and they said, this is somebody that's not from down here, but they just said, well, I got to realize that I'm turning 50, and so my eyesight's going to go bad. My hearing's going to go bad. I'm starting to get loopy. I can't see straight. Oh, I'm just turning 50. And I thought, my goodness, if you're doing that at 50, you know. But unfortunately, that's what happens. And this was a Christian saying things out of their mouth. We ought to be careful. Come on now. What we say. You say, oh, what we say, you know, oh, that's being real ticky-tacky. That's being real. No. You ever heard that little nursery rhyme? Sticks and stones can break my bones, but words will never hurt me. That's not true. Words can hurt, and words have power. And the Bible says this, that death and life are in the power of the tongue. Did you know that your health and healing, death and life, are in the power of the tongue? What we say out of our mouth, what we believe in our heart, is going to come to pass in our lives. And we can begin to say out of our mouth health and healing and believe in our heart, and our lives can change. Did you know that? Amen. Amen. And that's what this is all about. It's being changed, transformed into being transformed by the renewing of our mind with the Word of God into the perfect will of God. How many of you want to be in the perfect will of God? I know you do. I do. What is the perfect will of God? His Word. His Word is His perfect will. Hallelujah. Now, I don't want you to start thinking, well, what about sister so? What about brother so? What about so? And they don't. Right now, just it's about you. Okay? It's about you and the Word of God. It's about you tonight. It's about you. So be focused. Be very focused and decide once and for all, 100%, that it is God's will for you to have health and healing. It is God's will. Now let's go back. When I said take 1 Peter 2:24, let me just see how many of you are going to do this tonight and write it out on when you get home this week. Write it out on a 3x5 card, okay? Write it out. And now what do you do with it? Do you put it in a frame? Do you put it in your Bible? Do you put it in a book somewhere on a shelf? No. Now's where the real good work comes. You know there's a work of faith. We have to work the Word, don't we? Brother Hagin used to say this, the Word works for those that work the Word. The Word works for those that work the Word. You have to work the Word. Come on now. You have to work the Word. How do you work the Word? Write it down, 1 Peter 2:24, on a 3x5 card, on a white piece of card with your pen. Now, you take that with you wherever you go, wherever you can. If you have to write out other cards, leave them in your car. Put them on your refrigerator. Put them in your bedroom on your shelf. Put them on a bulletin board in your office. Wherever you're at, wherever your eyes go, I know one man, he put it around his neck with a string where he would flip it up. And somebody said, well, that's awfully strange. He didn't care how it looked. He wanted his healing. So he would put it right here on a string. So anywhere, when he was in his car, he'd be at a stoplight, he'd look at it. I think that's good. Now don't get distracted and go run off, you know, on the ditch, but whenever he could, it meant more to him to get his healing than it did to what it looked like. Amen. We got to get to that point, don't we? That's more important. It's more important that what, I don't care what people think about me or what I look like, I need my healing, and so I'm going to do what it takes. Amen. So you get that out. Now, when you look at it, what are you doing? What are you doing? Are you just looking at it? No, you are meditating on it. Say meditate. That's a whole lot different than just reading it. See, the Word of God is not just any other writing from any other author. We may read books like Moby Dick, and we read books by different authors, but this is different because we know the author.
Amen.
Come on now, we know the author personally. And he wrote the word of God, which is inspired. Everybody say inspired. 2 Timothy 3:16 says, all scripture is given by inspiration of God and profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. It is breathed, spiritually breathed, inspired for us today. It's the living word. Everybody say that, living word. It's alive. Why can I say it's alive? Because Jesus Christ is alive. That's the pillar of our faith. Jesus is not in the grave. He's alive. Therefore, if he's alive, his word is alive. Woo! Hallelujah! His word is alive because he's alive. Woo! I just got a revelation of that tonight. Did anybody get that? The word is alive and active because Jesus is alive and active. That's why people are getting born again all over the place tonight in the world, because Jesus is alive and he's coming into the hearts of people, and he can come into you tonight if you don't know him. Hallelujah. Amen. He's alive. You say, well, I don't see him. You don't need to see him to believe. Faith says, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So I believe that he's here tonight. He's here in the form of the Holy Spirit, and he's helping me preach tonight this good news, glad tidings of good things. Hallelujah. Are you getting this tonight? Oh, isn't it good news? Health and healing. So put that down on a 3x5 card. Now, can you look in your Bibles to Joshua 1:8? Can you look? I don't know if I have it up here in the screen, but maybe Maureen will put it up here. But Joshua 1:8, if you have that in your Bibles, look it up. Good. Well, you're good. Joshua 1:8 says this. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt what? Everybody say it.
Meditate.
Meditate therein. Just Thursdays and Sundays. Oh, look at that. No, yeah. Day and night. Or you could say night and day. How important is it for you to have health and healing and walk in divine health? This is how important it has to get, where you're so serious about it, you have it in front of you day and night, night and day. That why? That thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein, for then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Amen? Amen. Woo, thank God for his word. Aren't you glad that we have something that we can hold on to today in this uncertain age and day that we live in? We have an anchor of our souls. We have a word of God that will never change. It will never fade away. It's the same yesterday, today, and forever. The word of God is true. It will never change. Amen. Hallelujah. But his word will change us. Woo. Amen. Amen. He will never change, but we will change. Let me give you an example. Everybody knows this. Down here in Florida, we have what's called sunny days, sunny Florida. We call that sunny Florida. Well, that big ball in the air, in the hemisphere, we call the sun. Now, the sun doesn't change. When you go out there, it affects you, doesn't it? If you go out there with nothing, you know, sunscreen on your face, and you go to the beach, the sun will affect you, right? It will affect you if you're under it long enough. So too it is with the word of God. If you're under the word of God, it will affect you.
Amen.
In a positive way. It won't burn you. It won't have adverse effect. It will have a good effect on you, because just as the sun changes the flesh, the word of God changes your body into health and healing, because it is the word of God, and Jesus is the sun, praise God, and he is the light of the world, and the sun shines and it fades not, and we have the living word of God in our midst tonight, in front of our eyes. Whew, I get excited about this. Praise God. It is true. The Son, whom the Son sets free, he's free indeed.
Amen.
Woo! Amen. I just got a revelation about that. The Son will affect us, and the Son, S-O-N, will affect us. If we're underneath it, if we let it come to us, right? And don't, you know, we've got to let the Word of God reflect to us when we talk about healing, so that it changes our symptoms. Hallelujah. Praise God. The word of God is the light. Amen?
Amen.
When you go into a dark room, sometimes there was this one place I used to go into and check on certain things, and it was a dark place, and I would turn on the lights, and there were roaches.
Amen.
Roaches like to hide in the dark.
Hallelujah.
But once you turn the light on, those things scatter.
Yes.
They don't like the light. The devil doesn't like the light. The devil doesn't like the light, especially in Brooklyn, right? But there are roaches that scatter when the light of God's word is shining. And if you want the word of God to shine in your life and your symptoms to leave and you to walk in divine health, stay under the sun. Stay under the word of God. Stay under the anointing. Stay under the spot where the glory and the anointing comes out, and be healed and healthy and well and strong. But walk in divine health and healing by walking and meditating in the word every day. Praise God. Every day. It's a lifestyle.
Amen.
Somebody said, well, I'm going to try that. It doesn't work for 2 weeks. I'm going to stop doing it. Yeah, that doesn't work. If I don't get my healing in 2 weeks, forget it. I'll throw it out. Just throw it out. No, no. You have to. It's a lifestyle. You got to get in this. It's a marathon. You got to stay with it. Stay with it. Just like we do this church. We got to stay with it.
Amen.
Stay with it. Amen. Do not be moved off your post.
Hallelujah.
Stay with the word. Stay under the sun. Stay under the word of God. So you have the 3x5 card. You have it with you. Now you're looking at it. Somebody said this, and they told me this, and I don't buy this. Somebody said, well, I cannot memorize. Somebody said that I can. Well, right there, you're saying death out of your mouth. What do you mean you can't memorize? The word of God says you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Begin to say, I can memorize. Amen? Because a lot of us have been told when we were young in school, you just don't have the brains, you can't memorize. You know, we've bought that too.
Amen.
We've bought it, and it's become a part of us. But just because that's been told to you over in the past does not mean that you can't memorize today. Begin to say out of your mouth, I've got the mind of Christ. I can memorize the word of God. Hallelujah. That goes in my mind. I've memorized it. I've got it in my heart. The word of God is true, and I have the ability to memorize. And what will happen is you begin to read that 3x5 card and it becomes part of you. I guarantee it'll become part of your thinking.
Amen.
And you'll memorize it. It'll come out of you. When a symptom comes against your body, right away, boom, you'll go, oh, wait a minute. I've been memorizing this. 1 Peter 2:24 says, by his stripes I am healed. So symptom, get out of my body. Get away from me. By his stripes I am healed.
Hallelujah.
I'm the healed of the Lord.
Amen.
Woo!
Amen.
Hallelujah. Healing, healing is in God's word. The seed is God's word, right? But we have to plant the seed. So what are you doing when you're meditating on it? The word meditate in the Hebrew here is not just speaking, but it is, well, it's not just looking, but it's speaking. It's uttering. It's muttering. It's confessing or professing the word of God. And I don't want to say this. I don't want to say just try this, but make this a lifestyle. Whenever you can, think of, and I just trust the Holy Spirit will bring this to your remembrance. Begin to do this year. This is February, but this is 2012. Jesus is coming back soon. We might as well just start doing this thing and begin to say out of your mouth whenever you can, whenever you're alone, begin to say, I am the healed of the Lord, and I am healed from the top of my head to the soles of my feet. Amen.
Amen.
I have 20/20 eyesight. My eyesight's getting better and better. My heart is strong. My colon is strong. My knees are strong. I've got people that I know that are half my age that have all kinds of problems in their knees and their ankles and things and this. But you know what? We can speak out of our mouth the healing anointing and the word of God and begin to speak over your body and call those things to be not as though they were and begin to claim God's healing in your life and to speak the word of God out of your mouth and believe it in your heart, and you will obtain your salvation soteria, which is health and healing. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. And I say this too. I say I have good teeth. Now I do my part. I floss and brush, you know. But you need to speak to you. Well, you say, well, that's silly. You know, it's not silly. Because if you've been to a dentist, that's expensive.
Amen.
You can spend a lot of money on these teeth. Why not begin to believe God for divine health and healing in your teeth? Why not? Right? Why not just begin to say now? You see, I believe in making deposits so you can make withdrawals later. You know this in a bank, you make deposits so that later on you can make withdrawals. Why don't we now, even when we're not in sickness or disease, maybe you're fine, begin to say out of your mouth, I have good hearing. I have blessed teeth. Amen?
Amen.
I have the mind of Christ. My hearing is strong. My teeth are strong. My back is strong. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I run and I'm not weary. I walk and I'm not faint. When I take walks in the park, and I do, I get exercise. And when I'm walking, I don't listen to rap music. I don't listen to easy listening. I speak the word.
Amen.
When I'm walking, I say, I am healed from the top of my head. And I look around because people think I'm crazy because they think I'm speaking to myself. Well, I am speaking to myself. I am. I'm speaking to this body. I'm saying I'm healed from the top of my head to the soles of my feet. I have the mind of Christ. Hallelujah. I'm being renewed. My strength, my youth is being renewed like the eagles. I run and I'm not weary. I walk and I'm not faint. Praise God. The anointing surrounds me like a shield. I'm the head, not the tail, from above and not beneath. I have the mind of Christ. I'm a new creature. Old things are passed away. And the more I do that, the better that walk becomes. And I've walked 2 miles before I know it, and I'm not even tired.
Amen.
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 Somebody told me the other day that they asked me how old I was, and I told them, they said, well, you don't look that old. I said, well, because I've been confessing the word of God. Confess the word of God. It works, but we have to work the word. Amen? So put that 3x5 card, take it with you wherever you go. Make that something that you realize it is the seed, and it's got to get in you. Now, one more thing. We need to realize that you're going to become what you think about. Amen?
Amen?
You will become what you think about. Now, some people, they hear this, and all they do is they think about themselves as sick and depressed, and they can't see themselves as healed. You know what? I couldn't do that for a long time because I was sick for such a large part of my life. But when I began to look into God's Word and let God's Word change my thinking, I began to see myself as the healed of the Lord. I began to see myself in God's promises. Amen?
Amen.
Now here's something that may help you. Turn with me to 2 Corinthians chapter 3. And I know that's probably not up there, Maureen. 2 Corinthians 3, is that up there, 17 and 18? 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 17 and 18. But we can just look at it. Very good. 2 Corinthians 3, verse 17. Now, if you read this whole chapter, you're gonna find that it's really talking about Moses coming down off the mountain and having a veil over his face, and Paul is trying to bring the spiritual after making a physical analogy of Moses having the veil over his face. He came down off the mountain. You remember Ten Commandments, Charlton Heston. He came down off the mountain. Moses isn't Charlton Heston, but he was the actor that portrayed him. As he came down off the mountain with the covenant, his face shone, right? Because he'd been in the presence of the Word of God. Now, when he came down the mountain, he had to put a veil over his face. He put a veil over his face so that he wouldn't blind the people. They couldn't see. They couldn't see his face because it was like it glowed. See, Moses had been in the presence of the sun. He'd been in the presence of the Word of God, in his glory, and it changed his countenance.
Amen.
Amen? So this is an allegory. Paul is teaching the Jew still has a veil, and those that aren't believers still have a veil over their face, spiritually. Okay? But in Christ, it's taken away. Right? In Christ, you don't have a veil over your face, and that was the significance of the veil before the inner sanctuary of the temple was torn when Jesus gave up the ghost and went into the presence of the Father. The veil was rent.
Amen.
Amen. It was torn, signifying that when you have faith in Jesus and believe in him, you have him in your heart, there's no veil over your face, and you can look into the uncompromising Word of God. Hallelujah. Now, I want you to realize tonight, and we're going to close with this, that when you look and meditate with your eyes, you are looking out from down on the inside. Your eyes are windows. Okay? You are looking out through your eyes into the Word of God. Amen. And Paul, this is a very significant portion of Scripture. Let's look at that again, Maureen. It's very important. He said, verses 17 and 18, he said, "Now the Lord is that Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. But we all with open face." Everybody say open face. That means, believers, that we are here tonight, you don't have a veil over your face. It's been done away in Christ. You don't have a veil over your face. Now, he's talking about not your outer face, but your inner face. It's a little bit deeper here tonight. You are a spirit man, you have a soul, and you live in this earthly body, but the real you is looking out through these windows. And you have a spiritual face that looks into the Word of God when you're meditating on the Word. Hallelujah! Woo! We all, with open face, without a veil, beholding as in a mirror or a glass, the glory of the Lord, are what?
Changed.
Look that word up. It means transformed, metamorpho. It means changed. The same word that's used in Romans 12, 1 and 2, that you are changed or transformed into the same image. Hallelujah! Woo! How important is it for us to get into the Word of God and be transformed into the image of the Word of God? How important is it for your mind to be transformed so that you see your healing and you see yourself as the healed of the Lord and you see yourself preaching the Word of God and you see yourself in the Word of God? You are being transformed into the same image. And then I love this. He says, from glory to glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's like you get a testimony. Somebody says, yeah, I'm believing healing and God healed my knee. Praise God. And you get up and testify. Well, the glory, glory. Okay. But there's other glories. Amen. There's other things that we need healing from. You go from glory to glory to glory. Praise God. I used to have such a problem with my left knee. I injured it in baseball and always had problems with my left knee just going out all of a sudden. And I began to believe God for my healing and spoke to my knee, kept speaking to it, talking to it, declaring over it. You know what? I don't have any trouble with that knee anymore. I went from glory to glory. You go from glory to glory to glory. Some of us are going from glory to glory to glory to glory. Amen. But it's so exciting, and I believe tonight that you're catching on to the Word is causing your faith to rise tonight.
Amen.
I believe it. I can tell tonight. I just sense that your faith is drawing the Word of God to you tonight. Put that back up there, Maureen. Keep it before our face. There you go. We are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by what?
The Spirit
of the Lord. Now, this is very important. Because if you just have the Word, you dry up. If you just have the Spirit, you blow up. But if you have the Word and the Spirit, you grow up.
Amen.
Amen? Now, this is where we need to realize the Holy Spirit is taking this Word tonight and it's ministering to you. We need the presence of the Holy Spirit. A church, if you're looking for a good church home, find one that believes in the power of the Holy Spirit and His presence. And somewhere where sometimes they'll say, hey, the Holy Spirit wants to do this, let Him move. Amen? Let the Holy Spirit move. But when we're preaching the Word like this, He's moving. Amen. He's moving because the Word and the Spirit of God agree. They will always agree. Amen? There's always agreement with the Spirit of God and the Word. So when you're meditating on the Word of God, 1 Peter 2:24, in this area of healing, you're meditating on it, you're looking at it, you're confessing it, the Holy Spirit is taking this word, even as by the Spirit of the Lord, you're being transformed into the same image. Hallelujah. Amen. Where do we get the word, where do we get the word image from? We get imagination. 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 Let me say it this way, and a lot of Christians cannot even imagine themselves of being healed. You need to begin to imagine yourself in the Word of God with your healing.
Amen.
Amen? We're walking into our promised land. This is what Heirs of Promise is all about, right here. We're walking and teaching you how to walk into your promised land and gain that healing that is your promise.
Amen.
It's yours. Amen. Did you